Edison, Ford, and Firestone. They are some of the best-known inventors and businessmen of the 20th century. But not only did their work affect the lives of virtually all Americans, the men also worked together to create one amazing museum. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's one of the largest and most renowned museums in this country and the world.
This museum was dedicated on October 21st, 1929, which at that time was the 75th anniversary of the invention of the electric light. So Thomas Edison was here with a number of, if you'll excuse the pun, luminaries from science and technology who came to see this museum, honor Edison, and see what Ford was up to.
Matt Anderson shares the story at the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan.
This collecting begins, at least 15 years before the museum is established. He had folks that would go out and collect things for him, and as soon as word got out that Henry Ford was collecting things, as you can imagine, a lot of people just sent things into him unsolicited.
Soon there were warehouses full of items for the future museum. Ford had a vast network of acquaintances who helped with the effort and became good friends as well.
Henry Ford idolized Edison really from his own boyhood, and then finally, you know, as he was moving up in the world, got to meet him and then eventually be his peer. He was good friends with Harvey Firestone. They were also friends with the naturalist John Burroughs, and the four of them would take summer vacations together in the late teens, early 20s. They called themselves the Vagabonds.
Of the thousands of items in the collection, Anderson says there are some iconic pieces that draw the most interest.
The Rosa Parks bus, this is the very bus on which she refused to give up her seat in December of 1954. We have the very chair in which President Lincoln was assassinated in 1865. We have the car in which President Kennedy was assassinated in 1963.
The Kennedy limo is just one of the many presidential autos on display here. Traveling the countryside in Dearborn, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.